At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
My friends, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is the Hemp Present Resistance. I am the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest. Speaking flower to power for 29 years and founded hempfest.org. I'm also the author of the book Protestable, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest, also founded hempfest.org. This show is a weekly read for Radio Rebellion, where I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. Today's guest on Hemp Present is Jessica Golich. Jessica is a music journalist, concert photographer, and cannabis influencer based in Detroit, Michigan. Jessica successfully launched her publication, Life Beyond the Music, in October of 2018 and has photographed and covered major events, including Coachella, the Forbes Under 30 Summit, and the High Times Cannabis Cup. Jessica was an attending journalist at Coachella in 2018 and has been invited to a variety of other music festivals, including Life is Beautiful. And she has interviewed over 500 musicians and has photographed hundreds of musicians, including Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga, Wu-Tang Clan, Snoop Dogg, and more. Being hired by TikTok for a campaign, Jessica has expanded her influence and has grown through utilizing the app, in which she's garnered over 20 million views, and has also recently landed campaigns with a variety of CBD cannabis and fashion brands, including Ooze, Skunk Bags, Alwasam, and more. And she is currently partnered with 311's Grassroots Uplifter CBD products and has joined me today. Welcome, Jessica, to Cannabis Radio.
Hey, Vivian, thank you so much. That was such a thoughtful intro.
My pleasure. My pleasure. You've got so much going on. Let me just begin by asking you, what is a cannabis influencer and who is it that you seek to influence?
You know, that's a great question, because it's a question I get approached with often. And to me, a cannabis influencer is someone who informs and educates. It's someone who has developed a reputation and social network for their expertise and has sway over their audience. Ultimately, an influencer of any kind is influencing the sale, influencing the buying decision on behalf of many brands. But personally, with cannabis, for me, it's beyond that. It's something that I've used cannabis to address, like examine and heal a lot of personal challenges that I've encountered. And cannabis just penetrates and helps open up a more creative side of me. And it's something that I'm proud to showcase to the community that I continue to build, that with the help of medicinal cannabis, you can broaden and expand your entire world.
So it sounds like it's something that is really natural for you. And you know, kind of like me in this show, it's just really exciting to be able to do something which I share such a personal experience and passion with. You find that to be the case with yourself?
Yeah, I find that in any professional endeavor as well. If it's something that you're passionate about, you're obviously going to garner more results. And I think that you're going to put more effort and energy and love into what you do. And with that, you're going to find more fulfillment in life. And through that, it just sort of stems through your professional endeavors as well. It's all a big cyclic nature.
You've had a successful career photographing various A-list music performers. I'm just curious, how has that experience and exposure intersected with your work as a cannabis influencer? Are there talents or observations that you gained from working in the music industry that you think have been helpful in your exploits as a cannabis influencer?
Yeah, thank you so much. I've been so blessed to be able to photograph some musicians from all around the world, and it's been such an honor to do so. And the way that it coalesces is sort of natural as well. I think that cannabis is such an amazing therapeutic tool that it elevates the experience of listening to music and consuming music at a show. I think there's so many different ways of just being present at a concert, and cannabis allows you to simply be amongst the performer. And when I'm photographing a musician under the influence of cannabis, I'm a lot more mindful and observant of the atmosphere, and it brings out a lot more emotion in the photos. And that to me is what really has brought them together and to coalesce.
That's interesting, because we all know how much great music has been produced by people under the influence of cannabis and inspired. But it's fascinating to actually hear that to be applied to photography as well. And of course, it makes total sense. Jessica, you've worked on campaigns for an assortment of high-profile cannabis brands. Can you describe what goes into those projects? And is there anything that stands out from working in cannabis that you think might be unique from working with more general mainstream product brands?
Yeah, I think that with what separates the cannabis aspect, in my personal case, is that as an avid cannabis and CBD user, I'm really educated in a variety of ways on the therapeutic benefits. And I've used medicinal cannabis responsibly for many years now, and the emotional, mental, and physical changes that I've encountered really translate through my work and allows the people that are consuming my content to see it from a more educational view and to make more educational choices in their cannabis consumption.
You've been utilizing the TikTok app and have personally generated over 20 million views. What kind of content can people find if they go there, and how can they find it?
Yeah, TikTok is such an amazing new platform. I mean, there's so many different topics throughout the app. You can find everything from like goofy home videos, sports challenges, concert footage, 420 friendly content, smoking challenges, dance challenges, you name it. I think that TikTok has really set themselves apart though through incorporating like all of our favorite social media features that we would find on individual apps. So like, for instance, who would you commonly have gone to for like a tutorial for an at-home mask that you wanted to make during this pandemic? And I'd say 2 years ago, I would have said Pinterest. Now the intuitive instinct is TikTok.
And how can people find your particular TikTok?
At Jessica Golich.
Great. You've been working with 311, which is an American rock band from Nebraska that I've really been into for a long time, since their inception in the 80s, the late 80s. You've collaborated with 311 as an influencer. What can you tell us about that experience, and how cool was it working directly with the band?
Oh my gosh, it's so amazing. I've been listening to 311 since I was a kid, and I've been seeing them at DT Pine Knob for so many years as well. So that opportunity coming across and being created was surreal in a sense. And I still listen to their self-titled release from like 95. So they created a lot of they created a CBD tincture and capsules and a couple other products. And everything is made from like sun-grown hemp in Kentucky. It's all organic. And they're really passionate about what they put into the product. And that's what I really love about it.
Cool. I've had the same experience with Hemp Fest, where I've gotten to work with artists and acts that I've been into and basically worshiped, at parts in my life. So that's just so exciting. It sounds like you've had so many interactions with so many artists. I thought I had it going on because I've done around 200 interviews on the show, but you have interviewed over 500 musicians in your career as a music journalist. What have you taken away from that experience in terms of what makes a musician tick? Is there a particular ethos or personality trait that you feel musicians might all have in common with each other as artists than, say, the average person?
Well, first and foremost, I'll say, Vivian, that you definitely have it going on as well. So we both have it going on here. But I will say that, yeah, over the years through doing this, I guess the most peculiar thing about interviewing artists is that I see that they're all different in their own respect. I really never know what character that I'm going to get. And no matter what amount of effort that I put into researching the pieces prior and identifying what they're currently promoting and who they are, you ultimately get the human being behind the artist on the phone. And that to me is where you create the best and the most human, or you can create the best and the most humanized content.
Yeah, I've had a very similar experience with HempFest, that you really don't know kind of what kind of person you're going to meet. And sometimes it's a real letdown and sometimes it's really inspiring.
We will have,
you know, people show up and they're kind of like, I'm here, and they expect to be fawned over and get the corporate rock concert experience with the green M&Ms. And we're a protest event, you know, we're very different.
You're more so for decriminalization. And I think,
And, you know, the heroes to us are the activists and the people putting their lives on the line and the speakers and stuff, to some degree, more maybe than the average person. And then times like Woody Harrelson and people like that show up and they're just so genuine. It's like they completely get it. And they're like one of the crew from the minute they walk in. And it kind of leads me to a statement you have on your website, jessicagolich.com, that says that you've been making a name for yourself through, quote, humanized approaches to remarkable content, interviews, and information about progressive movements and values. And so I'm just curious, in your mind, what constitutes a humanized approach? And can you kind of select a few progressive values that you feel most passionate about?
I'm happy that you do resonate with that, because that is something that's really important to me. I guess from my perspective, a humanized approach is attempting to recognize a human being for who they are rather than approaching them with their stature, which is commonly stemming from their artistry at the forefront. Yes, you are interviewing the artist and the human being commonly for what they have done and achieved, but what they've achieved as a human being is something to touch on as well, and something that they don't commonly get asked. So putting them outside of their comfort zone also provides a space of comfort for them.
That really kind of intersects with what we were talking about, you know, the human side of an artist, and all artists are people. And it's just, you know, so amazing, the amazing journey that you have had in those pursuits. We're going to take our first break here, take a pause for the cause, because there's flaws and laws here, word from our sponsors and advertisers. And we will be right back with our second segment with Jessica Golich.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
Trends in technology, processes and products. We cover these areas and more on The Cutting Edge of Cannabis. Be informed from the latest initiators of new innovation. Learn about the latest breakthroughs and best practices in the cannabis and hemp industries. Better products, better infrastructure, and better sustainability. The Cutting Edge of Cannabis. Consulted by the American Cannabis Company.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong hemperer of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back on Cannabis Radio with Jessica Golich. Jessica, you have photographed some of the most popular music artists of our time. Some people feel that photography is as simple as point and click, but I think that's likely a gross simplification. What is the process that, in your opinion, results in a great photograph? What is a great photograph, in your opinion?
You know, I can see it from the outside looking in, it being for like a point and click perspective, because there's a lot of machinery to it and learning the tech behind it and how to use that. And it could be viewed as that from the outside looking in, but it's far from that. The process begins, I guess, for me, with knowing your environment, analyzing angles and of what you foresee happening with the performance, looking at the lighting and everything. But what I always perceive to stand out most is intimacy, and it's capturing an emotion through your vision. And I think that stems from mindfulness and how present that the photographer is with the performance. And it, the way that this also coalesces with my cannabis work is that cannabis has been huge for me in improving my skill set in that sense.
And I think a lot has changed in the digital age, probably from photography
from
the
film.
Way it was previously. And so is there, once the photograph is taken, that used to be kind of the end of the story. You'd have to develop it and then you'd have your photograph. But now is there a lot of manipulation in the industry, you think, after the photograph is taken?
There's so much manipulation, and it's so crazy that it, in a good way, because the way that I'm able to, for instance, sync my phone to my camera and immediately print and have a photo edited to my phone within 4 or 5 minutes of taking it, because I have presets set up and posted online, you're really in the moment.
Do you ever use your phone for photography?
No, I don't whatsoever, but the way that I... So with the new Canon digital cameras and with digital cameras in general, there's a Wi-Fi option in which you could download the photos that you took on the camera in that moment directly to your phone.
Jessica, if someone was in the audience listening right now and they were thinking, I'd like to become an influencer, what advice might you offer them? What tips or suggestions might you have for someone wanting to become involved in that kind of pursuit?
That's a good question. I'd say to examine what you're naturally passionate about. And once you figure that out within yourself, begin to study how to emulate those who have taken and succeeded in that path. The more passionate that you naturally are about what you're influencing, what you're doing, the more likely you are to succeed in doing what you love. And then from there, you have to create the action steps necessary towards you being able to tie your passion for whatever it may be into your professional endeavors, which takes a lot of entrepreneurial work, but I think comes from what you are naturally passionate about.
Are there mistakes a person could make? I mean, are there no-nos in the influencer realm? I mean, it's kind of a new genre of work, right?
Yeah,
so is there
it is
something that you try not to do as an influencer?
I'd say that to always work out the best mutually beneficial deal, with the key word being mutually.
And so you obviously have to work in tandem with the brand, right? With folks who have developed a brand and stuff like that. What's that creative process like?
There's a lot of back and forth, but from the surface of the question that you asked with becoming an influencer, down the line, if you do really pursue it from a business perspective, it's best to have a brand kit and best to have all your numbers present and all your previous results to showcase what those numbers are worth.
So you kind of have to, you've got to manage the business side of things too, right?
Absolutely.
Being an influencer and... Are there, is that the kind of thing that person usually does alone, or do they have a business manager or a publicist and things like that? I mean, right now,
I'm a good example of that, because I just added a publicist who is fantastic, Marilyn of Present PR. And that has helped me create more room to focus on pushing all the deals that I have and having them completed, and her focusing on the publicity end to further my reach. And that's been something really beneficial to my brand in general.
She is great, because I've been working back and forth with her. Yeah. So, it's always great to have a team of people who can bounce off of each other. So Jessica, you've been a journalist, a photographer, and now a cannabis influencer. You've been all over at these amazing festivals and photographed and interviewed all of these entertainers. I'm just curious, is there anything that you have not accomplished that's on your bucket list that's in Jessica Golich's future?
Yeah, there's one thing that is at the tip of my mind, and it's collaborating with a local Detroit cannabis brand to launch an exclusive product line. I want to be part of the whole process, everything from like developing, branding, marketing, And I'd like to continue to do more collaborations exclusively with the brands that I'm working with, such as Ooze. There's many different brands that I'm working with that over time I perceive I can present opportunities and create opportunities for myself to further my brand while furthering their brand as well.
And how about your use of cannabis? Do you, what do you really get out of cannabis? How has it changed your life? And is there a particular kind of strain that you like? I mean, I'm just curious about your own cannabis use.
Yeah, cannabis has been great for me, and it's something that I incorporate into my everyday lifestyle and into my self-care routine. I'm a huge fan of like indica dominant hybrids. Mendo Breath is my absolute favorite strain, and I use it for many different purposes. I go walking a ton, and at times if I have any aches and pains, a lot of indica dominant hybrids really are able to allow me to ease into a deeper yoga practice after, which I find is so beautiful. And just deeper breath into my body, which is so important for the way that I operate as a human. And I mean, it depends on what different types. I do like smoking joints a lot though.
You're old school. Nice.
Old school, very much so. And it's something like my dad's been smoking joints his whole life too. And I know there's so many different options now. And I mean, with dabs, edibles, this, that, creams, topicals, but I love an old school joint.
Nice, nice. So I'm just curious, you have had all these experiences with artists and stuff. Are there any, do you have one or two stories about something crazy that happened or just some experience that really moved you or something? Yeah, what? Just you know, let's give us a little window into your crazy life, because you've kind of been realizing a life that a lot of people would dream of.
Yeah, and that's something I'm so grateful for and something I really don't take for granted and something I recognize. One of the best, most standout memories of my life was being at Coachella and being from Michigan, huge fan of Greta Van Fleet. I had the opportunity to interview them, and doing so live was even more intimate and fulfilling for me. And we were just backstage in a trailer, and it was so cool because the huge Coachella festival is going on with like 100,000 people in the audience. And I'm backstage talking about essential oils with Greta Van Fleet in a trailer. So that to me was incredible because the guys are really humble and grounded. Have you heard of them?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. They're awesome. And they're young, a young band. That's really like they came on the scene and is just really catapulted.
Oh, totally. And they catapulted quick. And they were playing at restaurants in downtown Detroit that I could drive by right now. And to see them coming from a 1,000-person venue to 5,000 to 10,000 to there's probably 50,000 people in the crowd at Coachella was a beautiful thing. And they remained so grounded in the process. And we were just talking about meditation, herbs, essential oils, you name it, just everything a lot more human. And that was really cool to me.
Yeah, I was really fortunate that I was able to smoke a joint with the members of Blind Melon when they were recording their first album at London Bridge Studios here in Washington State. And they were just some band there at the time. And I was at an open house barbecue. And then, of course, the album came out and they became one of my favorite bands and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that you must have the experience where you'd be able to form relationships with acts and then kind of watch them, you know, watch their career grow and stuff like that. Has that been an experience for you?
Yeah, I have so many dear friendships with musicians. And those are something that I hold dear to my heart. Because these people are people I've connected with professionally, but then we've gone on to carry on the relationships. And whenever they come to town, I always see them. And it's a beautiful thing. And I'm very grateful for that.
And I'm sure from their perspective, it must be cool because you are the one that is capturing these moments of their lives and careers. That can be kind of recorded for posterity and stuff. And do you ever feel, I mean, how do you feel about your role at being able to capture these moments that can be used in so many different ways? I mean, that must be really, really fulfilling for you.
Oh, it's totally fulfilling. And it's something that I know I'm very privileged to experience and something that I really find myself finding gratefulness within the moment of experiencing, which is beautiful to me.
So Jessica, we have a few more minutes before the next break. You mentioned that you do yoga and you mentioned a couple different things like essential oils and herbs and stuff like that. And I'm just wondering, how much of your life has been enhanced by kind of natural modalities and alternative things like yoga and Ayurvedics and stuff like that. Is that a part of your world? It seems like I really connect with you on that with my own life.
Oh, I appreciate you identifying that and really tuning into that, because it's in my entire world. I really live a natural life to a point that is extreme, and that extreme brings back so much fulfillment to me in so many ways. I think that health is truly the greatest wealth, and what you put into your body is what you get out of your life. And I think that being mindful of the different ingredients that I utilize and the different daily practices that I have with walking, my breathing work, yoga, meditation, you can create a life of wellness. And in doing so, you'll find a lot more life fulfillment.
You know, I find that really striking, because I'm so glad that you are a cannabis influencer, because one thing I've seen as a cannabis activist is there's a lot of awareness within the cannabis community about medical marijuana and what it can do for you and health-wise and stuff like that. But a lot of people don't seem to understand that they can't just continue eating crap and continue a lifestyle of putting toxins in their body, and then they expect cannabis to do something magical. And I think that cannabis awareness includes like a holistic lifestyle approach, not just smoking weed, but being aware of diet and mindset and other things. Do you connect with that at all?
Oh, I totally connect with that. I absolutely agree. Like your small intestine, for instance. So if that's entirely clogged, your cannabis experience is going to be entirely different.
My guest is Jessica Golich, the photographer, journalist, and cannabis influencer. We're going to take another pause and come back with our final questions. Don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back. Doc Rob, the concierge for better living.
Cannabis is just one of the many great plants that we have on this planet called Earth that we can use consciously and intelligently to improve our well-being.
Take a real, raw, inside look at healthier living while sharing great ideas and improvements for a better quality of life.
Learning to live and live well is a lifelong process. This is a journey. You could be 80 years old or 8 years old. You can still learn something that's going to make tomorrow a little bit healthier, a little bit easier, a little bit happier, a little bit better.
The Concierge for Better Living with Doc Rob. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on craps, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Candid. Captivating. Compelling. Welcome to Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina.
Welcome to Cannabis Conf. Oh, you got me again. All right.
I got you again.
You got me again. Welcome to Cannabis Confidential. Ah!
Hey, we did it.
We did it. Welcome. I have the coolest guest today. You guys already know. The one and only Tommy Chong.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Cannabis Confidential.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back on Cannabis Radio with Jessica Golich. Jessica, we have a couple minutes left in the interview, and I'm just curious, is there anything that you'd like to add that we may have not already covered or you'd like to leave our listeners with?
So first and foremost, thank you guys so much for taking the time out to listen. And please make sure to follow me on TikTok at Jessica Golich and my Instagram, Jessica X Golich. And in the midst of this pandemic, we're almost on the other side, but stay healthy and keep your immune system strong. Experiment with different herbs, experiment in the kitchen, and try to change different things to your lifestyle and come back out stronger and more fulfilled within yourself. And maybe you'll have a better experience.
But Jessica, thank you so much for being on the show. And I'm thrilled that we have somebody like you as a cannabis influencer. I've been influenced by you already.
Thank you so much. No, and, I'm so humbled by you even saying that.
Well, I really appreciate the connection, and I hope that you'll stay in touch.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. You take care and happy trails.
Thank you.
Now, I want to get to a weekly feature, Hempresent on CannabisRadar.com, and that is the quote of the week, and here it goes. The music business is a cruel and shallow money trench, a long plastic hallway where thieves and pimps run free and good men and women die like dogs. There's also a negative side. And those are the words embellished slightly for the sake of gender equality of the late American writer Hunter S. Thompson. That concludes this installment of Hempresent on Cannabis Radio. I want to thank Brasco, my man in the control room, and all the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more reefer repartee and cannabis confabulation with some special hippo sapien on a journey to justice. As we silence the violence, increase the peace, and promote unity in the cannabis community with impunity. Because when it comes to prohibition, you have the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find your voice and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Until then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, toke it easy. The Hempresent theme song, Take Back the Plants, performed by Stickerbush and sung by a much younger version of myself. Turn up the music, maestro, because I am out.
Marijuana!
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.